V.
And Alex.
Before bed. How are you today, Alex?
My stomach hurts. It's not a genuine question. You don't actually want to know how I am.
Are you sure that you will not need any time to...
Just don't mention it, and I will focus, and I will not have to go to the bathroom during this episode.
Okay. Today, we will talk about something really complicated.
Okay.
And I'm still organizing every details in my head, but okay, it's really hard. Yeah, you may help me.
Yep.
Because I'm reading and research about one topic that I'm not really know about it. It's just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The topic of the episode today is Reddit. First, quiz.
Okay.
Do you know Reddit rank what number in the categories website that get the most views ever?
Sixth.
Sixth? Yeah. After who?
After Twitter. And websites or apps?
Website.
Yahoo.
Why you include Yahoo then?
Because before you did your research, you always talk about why don't you just use Yahoo Answers instead of Reddit?
No.
And hopefully now you understand why.
I never have that kind of question to you. I mean, we used to talk about Yahoo because it's really popular in Vietnam when I was a teenager.
Right.
So everything's on Yahoo. Yahoo Mail, Yahoo Messenger, Yahoo Answer. I didn't compare Yahoo and Reddit.
Okay. No. If you say so.
Okay, so you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is ranked number 4.
Wow.
After Google, YouTube, and Facebook.
Now how do you feel about making fun of Reddit when I spend my time on it?
I don't making fun of it. I'm making fun of you spending time on it.
And that's my boy, Mr. Reddit.
Mr. Reddit.
But so it's funny that it's so high because the amount of people that don't know what Reddit is or even ever read it is really high.
Yeah, exactly. This is the article has those kind of sentence as the very first paragraph they talk about Reddit. People don't know, don't expect that they would reach to Reddit many times.
Yeah, the people who love Reddit really spend a lot of time there, but I mean...
So there's two kind of people on the internet.
Yeah.
The Redditor.
Yeah.
And non-Redditor, but used to go there and then go away. Like, they found information there, and then they didn't really stick with it.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. So, that's how the biograph described the people on the internet. But, in 2018, at some point, Reddit even ranked higher than Facebook. So, sometimes it's got number 3.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the political, American political candidates, a lot of them do questionnaires on Reddit, and, like, most, like, big celebrities do it. So, it's a really big thing.
Yeah, it's surprising. So, this article on the New Yorker named Reddit and the struggle to detoxify the internet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the minor tagline is, how do we fix life online without limiting free speech?
Oh, that's an excellent topic.
Yes. It's really sensitive, so you can start to choose the opinions.
I am.
Filter your words.
Yeah, I am.
In this episode.
I'll be honest, but also sensitive.
Okay. I read this New Yorker article, and I loved it so much. It's 20 pages, but
I hope they represent both sides well. Because I only hear one side usually these days. Which is the detoxify side. I don't hear the other side very much.
Well, I must say, this article is really like, it's had a lot of opinion and ideas and also difficult vocabularies, so it's not my level.
Okay.
What I try to say is that this kind of articles is something I missed a lot.
It is
a story.
Sure.
This is written by Andrew Marantz. He lead the story from the interview with the CEO of Reddit. When he said that when he reached out to the CEO of many website like Google,
what's her name again? It's a new one.
Andrew Marantz.
When was this article?
When? It's August 2018.
Because I thought they replaced the CEO of Reddit in the last few years. Interesting. Anyways.
Yeah. So you know that the CEO, the founder of Reddit,
yeah.
He left Reddit
right.
And then he came back. And do you know who owned Reddit now? No. The same owner of the New Yorker.
Interesting.
So it's a conglomerate organization of media.
So I'll try not to derail you.
Yeah, you can read it later because it's really good article. So he tried to have an interview of different CEO of this kind of media website about how you unlimited the freedom of speech, mm-hmm. but also keep internet access space that's safe and secured for people to join.
Sure.
And none of them and want to be in the interview. And Reddit CEO is the only one. So this article that's is cool. about that interview.
Well, what does it say about the main clash of ideas here? We have a force of people that want to detoxify the internet. Mm-hmm. I know that you read about some of the famous subreddits which got banned over the last few mm-hmm. years or quarantined. And then there's also a movement to preserve freedom of speech. So where does the article and the interview land on that? What does the CEO say about that issue? Well, or you
the
can,
idea yeah. is the idea is they try to let people say whatever people want to say.
Okay.
But they also in the battle to keep the place safe for everybody else.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's all, you know, we can put the article down and we can discuss it without the article.
But I want to answer that question. What is the main idea that the CEO want to transcribe yeah. through the interview?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard.
Well, maybe he doesn't give a clear idea.
No, not the clear idea. It's just a conversation, how they struggle with it.
Sure.
Yeah, so they don't have the answer. They're working on the process. They want to create a place that everybody can say whatever people say.
Sure.
But you cannot go to the place and then people keep yelling at you.
Yeah.
Keep offending you.
Sure.
And stop you from speaking from your mind, right? Mm-hmm. So people are thinking that those kind of offending, those kind of yelling is another kind of free of speech.
Yes.
But it's not. So it's struggle. Well, it's struggle to clarify
I don't know.
Where is the lie.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's the point, right? So, I mean, I'll give a little bit of context mm-hmm. that maybe the article gives. You know, Reddit was a place for people to bring up any topics they want. And you can organize those topics into sections called subreddits, and anyone can comment anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a free place.
Mm-hmm.
Did it say how old Reddit was? I mean, it's at least 10 years old.
Yeah,
maybe,
10 years.
Maybe yeah. a little bit longer. And it, you know, was kind of became popular, you know, steadily over time, mm-hmm. and it changed. So a lot of Reddits or subreddits are just people looking at cats or mm-hmm. talking about random stuff or relationships or anything. If you're into carving wood, there's probably a subreddit there where you can talk to other people that carve wood mm-hmm. and learn about it. The thing that happened was, you know, there was a political change in our world where we started to look at the internet as a place we wanted to make a safer space to have discussions, right? Like mm-hmm. you said, in the past, the internet was the Wild West, a place where people could say whatever they wanted, and usually it was a mm-hmm. lot of young, angry people
mm-hmm.
Thinking that it was funny to yell at other people and make fun of them and say mm-hmm. mean things. And that's the internet I grew up on, but now the internet we're making is different, and we're trying to make it a place where that, you know, that doesn't happen. That happens on Reddit, that happened on Twitter, that happens on Facebook, with mm-hmm. the movement towards changing that. And there were some very famous things that happened in Reddit in the last few years. There was one that I know I saw mentioned in there called Fat People Hate, which was a subreddit
yes.
where people would just make fun of fat people, and that one got banned. And Reddit, I don't know, it has two systems, okay? It has a system for quarantining and a system for banning.
Mm.
So the first system, quarantine, means that unless you're a member of the subreddit, you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't appear on any global searches.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that happens is that they ban the subreddit outright.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has implications beyond something as simple as fat people hate. Because, you know, there was a subreddit for Trump supporters.
Yeah, the Donald.
The Donald. And the thing is, it was also a place where people were being really edgy and crazy, mm-hmm. too. And posting memes and stuff. So it was, you know, a place that was the main engine in Reddit and probably one of the main engines on the internet
mm-hmm.
supporting his campaign. I think he even gave some acknowledgement to it.
Mm-hmm.
They quarantined it first, and I think they eventually banned it. I don't know. So that's where the tension is. You know, conservatives who are supporters might feel like they're getting silenced, but then other people might say, well, they were promoting hate speech,
mm-hmm.
promoting violence. You know, there were several acts of violence committed by people that were a part of that subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
So were the ideas there ones that made them violent or not? And how can we know that? So that's the real difficulty.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I think I would have been a stronger supporter of the idea that all voices should be heard. The internet's a place for freedom. It's our job as individuals to take all that information mm-hmm. and make a decision we want to make in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to make people babies by hiding that information.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm older now. I see what's happening in the world. And I guess I'm much more sympathetic to the idea that we maybe should create safer spaces for calmer discussion. It's really hard for me. I'm what's called a classical liberal. A classical liberal is someone who believes in freedom. Freedom of speech
mm-hmm.
and freedom of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Marketplace is money. Mm-hmm. The marketplace is also ideas. And that goes back to John Stuart Mill, John Locke, the philosophers who are the founders of liberal ideas. But we're living in a world where, I don't know, I guess that concept has failed. The idea that the internet can be free and then the best ideas will rise to the top of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a failed experiment. I mean, that was the whole documentary. What is the documentary called? Social Dilemma?
The Social Dilemma.
The whole point is, even though we think the internet is a free place of ideas and we are in control, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithms behind the scenes are driving us information, not even the information we want to see, but the information that will make us...
They want us to see.
Well, no one want, yes, mm-hmm. but more importantly, the information that will make us click more in certain directions. So
yeah.
The ones that might lead us, you know, down rabbit holes. So it's tough for me. I don't think about it so much anymore. But when this started happening a few years ago, when they started banning all these things, I was like kind of upset that all these things were getting taken down. Because even though I'm not a supporter of the Donald or something like that, I'm definitely not. I'll say that. There you go. There's me making a political statement. But I also think that people that support him should be allowed to talk about him in a place.
Yeah.
But then if that place becomes a dangerous place, I don't know if they can. So anyways, you can talk in circles a long time, but I think that's the...
The thing is that they just need to be... Well, those kind of places, they can be exacerbated into a place of fake news.
Right.
Right.
But then,
so people not just talking about their opinion, they also make stories. And right. That's how Pizzagate happened.
I know, but then who gets to decide what's fake news?
Yes, that hard. Turn into that question, who decides? So, of course, the Reddit. Behind Reddit is the whole team.
Right.
Yeah, so the article also mentioned some of the action that they did. Like in the past, the moderator tried to ban some of the words. Like if people keep saying F you, it will turn into another thing. And then the Redditor is really angry about that because it's not free speech anymore.
It's not free, bitch.
Free speech anymore. Something like that. So the moderator tried to upgrade the policy, upgrade the regulation to protect the place. But it need to be like that every day. Like it's going yeah. on and it's never stopped. And they need to work really hard to make sure that those regulations serve the best benefit for everybody.
Yeah, the concern is that if you rely on what makes the majority of people feel good as your barometer for truth, you might lose.
They don't do that. They don't do the things under that philosophy that serve the bigger population. No. They also believe that Reddit should be the place that show everything about human, even is wacky, even is weird.
Right. Yeah. But what if so it's controversial?
They want to keep the balance, but they're struggling.
Yeah.
So something about human can be really dark, and how you deal with it. If you open to let that darkness show off, how you deal with it. So they're still learning.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wish we could live in a world where everything was out there, but I guess we can't, because a lot of people need to have their hands held through the world, because, I mean, not everyone has the time to look at all the information and make a good decision with all that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's change the topic into something more scientific. How about that?
Okay.
We already mentioned the moderator of Reddit. So I prepare here a research article about the moderator. This article name is Human Collaboration of Content Regulation, Human Machine Collaboration. So this article is a really small part of a whole research about human machine content regulation. And they make a case about Reddit auto moderator. There's also a long article, so I will just tell you some of the interesting thing from here. So the best thing of this article is that they make some suggestion after their findings. So the first suggestion is that the machine-based content regulation did help the human moderator to save some of their time to make the work more easy. However, it has a lot of disadvantages, like because it's the machine. So sometimes the moderator need to have more time to fix the error of the auto moderator. They call it automod.
Yep.
And also with some of the moderators that not really tech savvy, they really cannot work with the code or the lies that the automod working. So it's hard for them to just keep track of the auto mod. Are you with me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to find something interesting about auto mods. I don't know. I feel like this might be one of those things where, yes, there's auto moderation.
Okay. So that is some of the basic findings. So they suggest that because now the platforms, many platforms and also many websites want to have a lot of user traffic. So they should consider the automated tools to deploy the content regulation system, which is not many sites has that plan at the very beginning, and they just adapt the automod on the way, just like in Reddit case. The second suggestion is that for those who design the automatic content regulation tools, they need to consider how it works collaboratively with the human moderator and support the human moderator to understand the machine and to desire tutorials that help the human moderator to modify the auto mode if needed. That I really like that idea. In case of the government, they suggest that automatic moderation tools not only exacerbate the bias, but also operate simply by reaching to problems, not to deal with the root of the problems. So they can, for example, they can scan the swear word and delete it or replace it. But it's not actually change the person who do that.
Yeah, of course. Why? Yeah. How would it be able to change a person?
Yeah, so
no one can do that.
Some of the Redditor can find a place to go around with that. And they use another kind of swear word, like some code words. And for the final suggestion is that for the human moderators, they suggest that open mind for to know and understand about the automod so that they can provide the support or provide idea to make the tools better.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, it's pretty well moderated now.
Yeah.
I read Reddit every day. It's not... Here's the other thing. There's
upvotes. Do you know that they use auto mode?
Yeah.
And it was really well, and it saved a lot of time for the human moderator.
Of course. Yeah, and I think it can also detect, like, people that are spamming things, people that have posted the same message across many subreddits, people that have posted bad messages across many subreddits. Mm-hmm. They can tell when people are doing something which is called brigading, which is when a large amount of users from one subreddit go to another subreddit and post there, maybe to further their political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that happen that way, and it can be really sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Donald got taken down, those users started to find other places to promote their ideas. You know, some of them are not great ideas. And they're doing it in really sneaky ways. And now we're in a dangerous political situation in the U.S. and the same thing is happening. But I will say that the upvote and downvote system in Reddit makes it so that the majority of kind of like you know, ugliness is actually hidden because those comments will get downvoted a lot and you won't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But Reddit has a feature called Sort by Controversial. And if you click Sort by Controversial, you can see all those comments that were like really heavily downvoted and upvoted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see that craziness. Sometimes I go in there to see the most controversial comments.
For what?
I want to know. Okay, let's wrap up. I need to pee.
Oh, I don't know how to wrap it up, and even I don't know how to talk about that in Vietnamese. Keep thinking about that the whole time.
Good night.
Okay. Yeah, get the cake up. Chúc ngủ ngon. You good? Your stomach is good?
No, it's bad.
Oh.